Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge, berikut dari dunia hiburan, langsung aja kita simak bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Den of Thieves adalah judul sebuah film action yang baru saja diluncurkan.
Hey, pay attention. This is yours. Most important thing, keep your finger off the trigger at all times, unless you need to shoot somebody. When that happens.
3170, we're being held up.
Hold it until you run dry.
Film ini bercerita mengenai sekelompok perampok dengan skill militer dan persenjataan lengkap yang diantaranya dibintangi oleh Pablo Schreiber, Curtis Jackson alias 50 Cent, dan O'Shea Jackson Jr. yang juga merupakan anak dari aktor dan rapper Ice Cube. Mereka berhadapan dengan satuan polisi dipimpin oleh seorang polisi yang dibintangi Gerard Butler ketika akan merampok bank cadangan federal hingga menimbulkan peperangan di antara kedua kelompok ini. Film ini disutradarai oleh Christian Gudegast yang sebelumnya menjadi penulis film London Has Fallen yang juga dibintangi Gerard Butler. Gerard Butler sendiri yang telah banyak bermain di film-film action seperti 300, Olympus Has Fallen, Geostorm, dan juga London Has Fallen ini mengatakan film Den of Thieves lebih dari sekedar film laga.
This movie is so surprising. I wouldn't even call it an action movie. There's a couple of big action sequences in it, but it's a heist movie, it's a thriller. It really takes you on a ride. It's like watching a chess game between these two different gangs, one gang of cops, one gang of criminals, who have these surprising codes. You have time to breathe and watch the impact this has on their lives, watch their impact on their families. And also it's a lot of fun and a lot and very emotional. So I think it's I wouldn't even call this an action movie. No, I think it's so much more than that.
Gerard Butler mengatakan walaupun terdapat beberapa adegan laga yang hebat dengan adegan-adegan yang menegangkan, film ini juga diperkaya dengan drama dan beragam twist yang membuat penonton benar-benar terbawa emosinya. Nah, sekarang kita ke berbagai cerita di balik layar nih. Berperan sebagai mantan anggota marinir Amerika yang kemudian menjadi pemimpin kelompok pencuri serta perampok dengan keahlian militer tingkat tinggi, aktor Pablo Schreiber menceritakan pengalamannya.
We showed up a couple weeks prior to the movie starting filming and we had a training with a great special forces trainer, Paul Maurice, who trained us up real good. And there, like you said, there's a lot of weapons in the movie, so there's a lot of knowledge to absorb. There's a lot of information just about how to manipulate those things in the right way and make them look real and make them look like you have been using them for a long time, and more than just using the weapons, also moving as a team tactically and efficiently and looking like, especially through that center peel move through the cars when we're trying to escape the police, that's actually a very efficient military move that has to look like you've done that kind of thing a lot.
Pablo bilang mereka berlatih keras beberapa minggu sebelum proses syuting dimulai, dan mereka mendapatkan pelatihan dari seorang pelatih satuan khusus, mulai dari latihan fisik, memegang dan menggunakan senjata, hingga bagaimana bergerak sebagai sebuah tim ala militer. Yang lucu, Curtis Jackson alias 50 Cent menceritakan bagaimana O'Shea Jackson Jr., yang merupakan anak dari kawan dekatnya itu, sempat protes karena harus mengikuti setiap latihan fisik yang keras. Sementara ia merasa berperan sebagai seorang supir di film tersebut, ia tidak membutuhkan pelatihan seperti itu.
O'Shea, he couldn't really take all the physical training. He got to a point where he was like sitting down, he's like, I'm the driver, so I'm not going to do that, so I don't have to learn that, right? But we was all scheduled to be there, so we all had to be together during that time frame for the 2 weeks, and then it started really getting cold, but it was a great experience.
Tapi tetap saja harus dilakukan ya. Sementara waktu O'Shea Jackson Jr. ditanya gimana komentar dari bapaknya Ice Cube tentang kerjasamanya dengan 50 Cent, kata O'Shea,
I made sure that I didn't back down and I ate up everybody on screen.
He's done, son.
We got a problem. It's a major crime.
Get to know your enemy, boys. Every big time crew has been busted. These are the guys who took them down.
Oke, segini dulu obrolan dengan para bintang film Den of Thieves, termasuk cerita di balik layar film ini. Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
Dari Washington DC, Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
VOA Executive Lounge, masih bersama Irfan Ihsan dan Dania Iman. Sekarang saatnya kita berdua pamit.
Ya, jangan lupa mendengarkan terus VOA Executive Lounge yang bisa disimak di website kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
Betul, dan jangan lupa juga kunjungi Facebook kami di VOA Rantau. Ya. Atau ikuti Twitter juga, at VOA Rantau.
Baiklah, terima kasih atas perhatian Anda. Dari VOA di Washington DC, saya Dania Iman.
Dan saya Irfan Ihsan. Sampai ketemu lagi.
Success with you all the way.
Bye-bye.